Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, you've been faithful. You've been good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can be seated out there. You guys can stay up there because we'll probably be jumping into communion here. My goodness. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. You know, this is our last service in this place. And I tell you what, I was 19 years old when I first started pastoring. I was 17 preaching, but 19 started pastoring in this place. And I tell you what, there were so many times I didn't know what the future would hold. Didn't know what Word of Life would be doing. I didn't even know if we'd still exist. And to be standing here today, getting ready to move to Lakeland Drive, stronger than ever, greater attendance than ever, 3 services, almost debt free, beautiful building. You just see how much God loves you and how if He calls you to something, it doesn't matter what limitations you have in the natural, how high the cards may be stacked against you. If He calls you to it, that's all that matters. Heaven and earth will move if He's called you to something. And that's how I want to leave this place. It's just reveling in His goodness and thankful for His mercy. There's a scripture, if you can put it up on the screens for me. It's Ephesians 2 and 10 in the Amplified. You don't have to open it up with your Bibles unless you have an Amplified. But it's particularly this scripture in the Amplified I want to just talk about here. But in the Amplified, this is one of my favorite passages of Scripture. It says, "For we are God's own handiwork, His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which He prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living," and I love this next part, "the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live." Taking paths. You can leave that up there. I may refer back to it. Taking paths God planned ahead of time. Before time began. And we should walk in. Not that we would, but that we should walk in those paths. Oh, what are those paths leading to? Where are they taking you? The good life. You know, I can remember. I was sitting on the front row. You know, certain speakers that come in, you know, they'd operate over in that prophetic anointing. And I had a plan. I had a plan. You know, they come up and, you know, you didn't know if they'd make you run or jump or dance or whatever. So, you know, as a teenager, I just thought, if they come by, I need to think of something I'm going to do to get me out of whatever they may. So I figured I'd just play dead every time they'd come by. And, you know, God was real. He was real. But on this one particular occasion, Mary Fran was in. You know, she moves over in those prophetic giftings. And she was walking back up this aisle. And she came up to that section right there on the front row. I had a friend sitting on that section. And I mean, she read their mail. I mean, read their mail. You're in a wrong relationship. I knew it. Everyone knew it. You're in a wrong, as far as if you were friends, you know, teenagers. I mean, flat read her mail right in front of her parents. I mean, you're in a wrong relationship. You shouldn't be in it. Da, 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 da. And God became real to me. Now, don't get me wrong. I always knew He was real. But it was like a light bulb came on. And God sees and knows everything. I mean everything. He sees and knows everything. There's nothing you can hide from Him. There's nothing that He doesn't see. He sees everything. The thoughts of our minds even. He sees and knows it all. And it wasn't a negative thing. You know, so oftentimes I've told you about how when those people would come in, I'd say, Lord, You said in Your word, if I'd confess my sins, You'd forget them. And Lord, if You forgot them, there's no way You can remind Mary Fran of them or Brother Hagin of them to tell them in front of my parents. But that wasn't this. That was, I saw how much God loved this person. He loved them enough to get them on the right path. Get them off the wrong one. Get them over into the right path so they could live the good life that He prearranged and preordained that they should walk in, live in. And I look back over my life and I see choices and chances. That's the phrase I get. It's the phrase I got yesterday. Close this thing out with. Choices and chances. God gives them to us. Choices. Choose this day what you're going to do. Chances. When we make the wrong choice, chance to redeem ourselves and make the right one. Choices and chances. I heard Patsy Caminiti teach on this scripture. I've told it before, but I just felt led to share it again. You know, as a child, things are sown into your heart. And oftentimes, children don't even know it, but they'll be sensitive to destiny. They don't even know that they are, but they are. They're being sensitive to the call of God, the destiny that's on their life. And then God will be faithful, even as a child, to surround you with the people, the books, the influences you need to sow seeds into that calling to strengthen it. Well, Patsy, she just always had a leading in her heart to be a missionary. Their missionary is over in Australia now, but they've gone to Singapore, Italy, all over the world, her and her husband Tony. Now they're in Australia, missionaries. And just as a little girl, she just always had a heart for missions. Well, she picked up on this one book, I believe it was. Like I said, it's even little things like that God will use to sow seeds in your heart to strengthen that calling, get you in the right place, on the right path. And this particular missionary was a female missionary who was over in India, and she wasn't married. Well, those seeds were sown into her heart, and Patsy just always had the idea that she would never get married, that she'd go to Rhema, you know, she'd be a missionary, and she'd just live for the Lord on the mission field. and never had any interest in dating or any of those kinds of things. You know, I'm sure things came along, but you know, it was never anything that her heart longed for. Her heart just longed for missions. And on one particular day or time frame, she met Tony. And when she met Tony, her affections changed. Funny how that happens. I mean, she basically fell over into love. And it kind of messed with her. She didn't know if she was in the will of God or not. I mean, she just always saw herself going out into the mission field single. And so she took it up with the Lord. She didn't want to get over into what she wanted to do. She wanted to stay in His will. And she was praying one day about this. And as she was praying, she saw a vision. And in the vision, she saw a long straight road going through the desert. No scenery, but no obstacles either. Weren't any dips, weren't any mountains, there wasn't any scenery. Just a road in a desert. And he said, the Lord said in the vision, this is what your life will be like if you don't get married. You'll get over into things quicker and faster. But on the way there, there's not going to be much to look at. It's not going to be much in the natural to enjoy. It'll be effective. You'll get things done faster. But there's not going to be much scenery. Then she said, it was like he picked her up and took her into another place. And she was going up a mountain road. Now, I don't ever know if you've been into a mountain road. But a mountain road, it gets real narrow. And it goes around a circle, around up that mountain to get to the top of it. And buddy, I'm telling you, there's some times where it gets narrow. And there are some times where you have to drive slow. You can't drive real fast like you could on a straight highway. I mean, you're going up and the roads get tight. But boy, was it pretty to look at. I mean, mountains and the scenery up from the top of that mountain. It was just gorgeous. Saw the green below, the snow above, and just beautiful. And he said, this is what your life will look like if you get married. You won't get to where you need to as fast as you would. But there'll be more to look at. It'll be pretty. More to enjoy in the natural. She said, and the Lord said, either way, it's your choice. You choose which way do you want to go. And she chose to get married. Choices and chances. God gives us choices. If we make the wrong choice, there's chances. And it's our job to make the most of them. Make as many of good choices as possible, and when we make the wrong one, accept His mercy. Get another chance. What am I getting at? There's choices to be made. There's choices in your life, in my life. You know, people think choices, it's talking about getting out of sin. No. It's not just that. That's part of it. Obviously, we need to make the right choice there. But so often, it's choices like Patsy was facing. Which way are you going to go? You choose. And it's things that aren't bad. In fact, they're good. Either one of those are good. But it's going to change life. That makes sense? If she would have made the other choice, it would have been, life would have looked different. Now both of them would have been good, but life would have been different. And what I've seen in my life, so over the last 10 years, my father passed away on April 17th, 2001. And over the last 10 years, that's what I've seen. Life's a collection of choices and chances. When I make the right ones, buddy, it speeds along and life is beautiful to look at. And then there are other times where you need a chance. fall back over on mercy. But here's what I've seen. God's got a plan. He's got a way you should walk in. But I love this scripture. Taking paths. Sometimes, often, things don't go according to plan. Well, what happens when that happens? I told Wednesday night this. It was never, ever, ever the perfect will of God that my father pass away when he passed away. It wasn't. There's no way you can get around that. No way you can. You look at that, I mean, he was in his 40s. Nobody should pass away at that age. Never the perfect will of God. Never his perfect plan. So what happens next? What happens when the perfect plan is, I mean, how do you stop that? You know what I mean? See, here's the thing. God's got paths with an S. I believe the perfect will of God would have been for my father to be a traveling minister after his season as pastorate. He'd operate in those giftings of teacher and really a prophet. Get over into those places. And I think, to be honest with you, the perfect plan of God for my life, of course, is to pastor this church. So I honestly believe that over the last 10 years, if he hadn't have passed away, I'd have been training. And then I would have become the pastor around this time over in that new facility after he built it. Well, what happens now? And he would have traveled an itinerant out of our church. But I would have been the pastor sitting underneath him training for 10 years. That makes sense? Well, I don't think it's any coincidence how things played out the way they played out. God's got a perfect plan for the perfect plan that didn't happen. He knew it wouldn't have happened. He knew it wouldn't. So he built a plan for the plan. Paths. And so instead of training for 10 years over at that place, watching him do what he did, I was able to train over here for 10 years. Training. That's what it's been, training. I'm just now getting in to the fullness of the giftings that God's given me. We haven't even scratched the surface. Just now getting into it. Well, what have we been in? Training. That's why we've been here. We've been training. Once we get over there, that's when we're going to work. Everything else has been preparation. See, God's got a plan. He's always got a plan. He's got a plan for you and he's got a plan for me. And even when you and I make decisions that don't go according to the plan, or other people, things happen where things don't go according to plan, it doesn't mean that there's no plan. God will build another path that'll take you to the same place. See, that was the thing why I told the Patsy story. Both of them led to the same place. Both of them were taking them to the end game. It's just one was going to be a different course than the other. And it's the same way with you. God's got a perfect plan for your life. For me in this season, I honestly believe with all of my being that right now I would be becoming the pastor of the church on Lakeland Drive. Right now, I honestly believe according to God's perfect plan. Well, the one way, the original way I was going to get there didn't happen. So he built in a detour that led to the exact same place, just going a different way. Well, the same is true for your life. Maybe something's happened. Maybe you've done something. Maybe something happened to you and things didn't go according to plan. It's not over. The love of God built in a new plan. The mercy of God built in a new plan, a new route, a new way, a new path. And you fall back over on that. That's why over there I couldn't help but get emotional. You're all I want. You're all I need. Because it is that that has brought me into this place. I'd have fainted unless I expected to see the goodness of God. Well, and I have. It didn't go the way I thought it would go when I was 17. 17, I thought my father was, going to live forever. I remember weeks before he passed away telling a friend, I just don't know what it would happen if he ever went anywhere, but I don't have to worry about that. And a couple of weeks later, he's gone off the face of the earth. Not gone from life. We're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Thankful for that. But it didn't go according to the way I thought it would go. But the love of God, the mercy of God, came in and built another path. It's led me to the good life. Oh, I've got a good life. It's getting better. But I've got a good life, man. I've got a good life. Well, if you missed it, if you made mistakes, there's chances. Chances. Aren't you glad for chances? You fall back on mercy. Someone says, I just don't see how in the world I could ever get over into, started this business. Thought it'd go one way. Thought I knew the plan. But buddy, things didn't go according to plan. That doesn't matter. There's chances. Different ways. Doesn't have to go according that way. You can build a new one. Taking paths, my friend. Well, I thought life would go this way. I thought we'd get married and it'd go this way. Well, that doesn't mean it won't go that way. That doesn't mean it won't look like the way you saw it looking. It just may go a different route. Or maybe you just messed up. There's mercy. God will build in a path. Take you to where you need to go. Lead you to the good life He arranged for you before time began. But you've got to make the most of your chances. You got to make the most of your choices. Choices and chances. Graces and places. Which way will you go? What decisions will you make? Time stands still. Where will you be at 10 years from now? What faces will you be seeing? What places will your feet be walking in? What paths will you find beneath your feet? For you see, God's got a plan for you. That plan hasn't changed since time. But you got to stay faithful to walk in His path. And if you get off course, ask for mercy. Sometimes that mercy will lead you back on the same path. He'll open up a door. And you'll fall right back into place, right back where you were, and get on that path. But sometimes, due to our own actions or other things, that path's ruined. Well, there can be another path made. God's opening up paths. That's what He's doing. He's opening up paths. For you and for me, there's paths. Well, what do we got to do? We got to stay faithful to make the right choice. Choose this day. Today, make the choice. Two, made wrong choices. Fall back on mercy. That's what it was designed for. And know that God, He can take things another way. He's faithful. Well, that's Dean, Tommy. You guys come up here, ushers. Well, hand out communion. We'll close out service in this church. By accepting His mercy and consecrating ourselves to the path. Go ahead, guys, you can. Remember it when you get home. It's in Joshua chapter 3, verse 5. Beautiful scripture. The children of Israel are basically about to go over into the promised land, going into a land of fullness, a wealthy, rich place. And the thing that separates the wilderness from the promised land is a river, Jordan River. They got to cross this river to get over into the footings of the promised land. Well, they'd been up against that river for years. They're getting ready to cross it. Getting ready to get over into God's best. I mean, He planned it for them. From before time began, it took them 40 years to get over into it. Should have took them 14 days. It took them 40 years to get over into it. But finally, they managed to get there. And they're getting ready to go over into the promised land. And Joshua tells the children of Israel to do something. It's the way He tells them to do in Joshua 3 and verse 5. It said, "And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." Sanctify yourself. That word sanctify means consecrate. Consecrate yourself. For tomorrow, coming up next, the Lord's about to do some wonders. But He said these wonders are dependent upon you consecrating yourself. Getting yourself ready for the wonders God's about to do. For the miracles He's about to pour out. Friends, I'm telling you, this scripture is prevalent to us today. Prevalent to me today. Prevalent to you today. I've said it since the beginning of this year, and I'm going to keep saying it. God has ordained this year for your life and mine for heaven to kiss the earth. I don't exaggerate when I say that. I don't say that to make people shout or get people excited. You know me, when I get up here, same with the first two other services, I'm only going to say what the Lord tells me to say. This is a completely different service from those two. Why? I'm saying what the Lord told me to say for this service. Amen. I'm not in this to get accolades and people running and dancing and telling me how great I am. Amen. I just want to say what the Lord has said. I'm like the boy with the fish. You know, what is this fish among so many? All I can do is take it to Him and say, bless this. But I got to put it in His hands. That's how I am. I'm not, you know, I've got abilities that God's given me, but there ain't nothing if they're not in the hands of the Lord. Consecrate yourselves. Lord wants you to do wonders before your eyes tomorrow. This is not something that He's going to do 10 years from now. It's something He wants to do now. You got to do something. Sanctify. Consecrate yourself. So what am I getting at? God's got a plan. He's got paths. Things don't go according to the plan. He'll build another path. That'll take you to the exact same place. Chances. Choices. But you and I have to make the most of those chances. If you've served the people, you can come and bring it down. You won't distract me. Choices and chances. And you can go ahead and serve Dean and you can bring me a little juice. Cracker. There are things that won't happen in your life, even though God wanted them to. There are things that won't happen in my life, even though God wants them to. Unless you and I consecrate ourselves to the path God's telling us to take. That's just the bottom line. Paths that we should walk in. We should. Not that we will, but that we should walk in. Well, we've got to consecrate ourselves to that. And there are many different reasons why people don't. I mean, many different. Not always is it sin or not wanting to. For many times it's heartache. For many times it's pain. For many times it's sickness or whatever it is. Just then get to us. They make us stay stationary. And we quit walking in the path God had for us because we're distracted with something else. Well, friends, if you want to see wonders, if you want to see heaven kiss the earth, you got to consecrate yourself. What does God have for you? What path does He want you to walk in? What chances do you need to receive mercy in and just say, Lord, I'm doing Your will. Thank you, sir. Consecrate yourself. Lord wants to do wonders. I'm telling you this year, we are going to see heaven kiss the earth for everyone who will consecrate themselves to taking the path that is before. Maybe the path that is before you is a different path than the path you thought you would be taking. That's how it is for me. 10 years ago, At this time, my father, pastor, on Sunday morning, next Sunday around like 10 o'clock, next Sunday, it'll be 10 years since my father passed away. We'll be having church 10 years. So 10 years ago, during this time, I was clueless about where I'd be at. If you'd have told me I'd be standing here, doing what I'm doing, getting ready to do that, that never would have made sense. Telling me I've been pastoring for 10 years? I couldn't have fathomed that. That was not the plan. That was not how I saw it going. But there's a plan before me now. There's a plan that's been before me for 10 years. Come Sunday morning, I knew as soon as my father passed away, I'd be pastor in this church. That plan was set before me. Ever since then, different paths have opened up and I've known which directions to take. And sometimes I had to take a chance, call on mercy. But everything we're seeing today is because I consecrated myself to the path that was before me. Not because I'm uber talented, not because of all these systems, just walking out the path that God had for me. Well, there's a path in front of you today. There's a path in front of you, and no one, nobody can make you walk it. You're the only one who can. You're the only one who can move your feet. We can't push you. We can't pull you. We can try. We can do our best. But only you can make the decision to walk it out. Lord's going to do wonders. You wait and see. Wonders. Wonders. He already has. I mean, we're seeing already this year record-breaking attendance. Three services. I can remember when we had just one service and it wasn't even as full as this is right now. And this is our third one of the day. God's already done wonders. We've already seen a measure of heaven kissing earth even in this place. We haven't seen anything yet. But the only way we're going to see it is to consecrate, sanctify ourselves for the plan and the path that it's in front, that is in front of us now. Not the path you want it to be in front of you. Not the path you wish was in front of you. The path that is in front of you now. Walk it out. Walk it out. And I'm telling you what, it's going to lead to the good life God has preordained and pre-planned as you should walk in. That's what communion is all about. The body and the blood. His body broken for you. 20 years we've been in this place. August will make it 20 years. It's amazing. Oh, it's like I told the first two services, though. If it's been good here, God only takes you up from faith to faith, glory to glory. It's going to be even better, even better. I'm so thankful before we go. I'm so thankful, not just to the Lord, not just to all the preachers who have come in this place before me, help me. But I'm so thankful for all of you. Especially you who stayed with me. You know, we've had a lot of new people come in. We're thankful. But for those of you who stood by me, you know, Carl and Carolyn, David and Janet and Toby and Malcolm and Dean and Robert and Velma, I could go, James and Cynthia, all those people who saw potential. I could go on and on. Saw potential and stayed with me. Believed in me. Well, I didn't even believe myself. Saw something in me that I didn't even see in myself. I'm so grateful. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you with every fiber of my being. I'm so proud in a good way of your attention, your time, and for your commitment to this church, to me. I'm going to make it pay off. To you and to the Lord, I'm going to make it pay off. You'll not regret it. I promise you that. We're going to make it pay off. I'm just so grateful. I love you. So grateful to God that He's given me the chance. We're going to make the most of it. And our best days are yet to come. We haven't seen anything yet. I've seen glimpses. We haven't seen anything yet. Best is coming. It's here now. We're about to step into it. A week from today, we're going to see it. Amen. Don't want to miss it. Once again, there's no midweek service this Wednesday. It's only next Sunday. We'll clean up and get ready, all those things. But next Sunday morning, I'll be having church on Lakeland Drive.